Buenos dias, good morning everyone. It's good to be back here at Millersburg Mennonite Church. This church, it's a church that we can call home as well. Today my sermon, the title is Welcome the Stranger. I would like to read first from Leviticus 19. 33 to 34, that says, when a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner reside among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself. For you were foreigners in Egypt. I'm the Lord your God. For the ones that don't know me, my brothers and sisters, my name is Geraldo Nunes. I'm a local pastor. I was pastor of Salem Mennonite Church for 13 years and the executive director of Open Arms Hispanic Ministry. Now I'm just as executive director of Open Arms, but I still help in churches and preaching in different places and talk about the mission of Open Arms. Today, I'll be talking about the people that we are entertaining. These are people living in a country that they were not born in. They came here for different reasons, but the most common is to give a better life for their families. I would like to remind you today that at some time in the past, your great-grandparents, your grandparents, or even your parents were a stranger here as well in the past. They came and eventually were accepted in the land. They must have felt like the Hispanics feel today, with a different culture that not theirs, with a language they do not understand well or speak. When you see Hispanics around you, think of what your forefathers experienced. Also, today, my hope is that by the end of this sermon, you can understand how Open Arms Hispanic Ministry is doing and be able and excited to partnership in sharing God's welcome love with Hispanic brothers and sisters. And this for the Millersburg Church, that we have close ties, that we are here preaching and helping the Hispanic ministry 10, 15 years ago, is this even more important. Para mis hermanos y hermanas que hablan español, yo soy el pastor Haroldo Nunes y estoy aquí para hablar un poco de como nuestro ministerio, Ministerio Braços Abertos, ha ayudado muchas personas en esta área. Hablo de la como otros personas anglos que llegaron a este país, sus abuelos, bisabuelos, sus papás, llegaron también no hablando este idioma. Mas ellos tuvieron personas que lo amaron, que abriram seus braços e lhe deram a bem-vinda. E hoje, o que quero falar é o que nosso ministério Braços Abertos está sendo para dar a bem-vinda e ajudar a los hispanos com suas necessidades. Vamos, let's take a look now in the Open Arms mission. Open Arms Hispanic Ministry, it's a ministry of area Mennonite churches established to welcome Hispanics into our community and to respond to their physical and spiritual needs. Our end goal for them is that they may come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, that they change their old life for the new one in Christ Jesus. And we would hope that when they return, if they return to their home countries, they will have the gospel message to take back to to their families and their neighborhood. To start today, I would like to talk about what Rachel just said about the scriptures in Matthew. The hungry. Hungry for the word of God and to serve the less fortunate. I would like to share with you today the story of Victor, Glenda, and their family. First, they knew about God, but they were living a life in the world, particularly Victor. But everything changed when they came to know the truth, starting a new life in Christ. The scriptures mention that all the nations will be gathered together before him. The Rodriguez family made their choice for Christ. Glenda was a baptized Christian in Honduras, but Victor, even coming from a Christian family, was living a happy life in the world. They tried to get married 3 times before I met them, when a relative brought Victor to the church, to Salem Mennonite Church. And then we start talking, and we come to a conclusion with them that the better picture for them will be to get married, and they got married. Victor now, it's an elder at Salem Mennonite Church of Worcester. Glenda, it's a leader in the church. They are applying in their lives Jesus' teaching of the Bible. And now everything changed for their life for better. And they are really happy serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Para mis hermanos, em Honduras ou em Guatemala, donde sean, estou hablando agora del hambriento. Victor, Glenda e sua família. Victor e Glenda tentaram casar-se por 3 vezes e nunca puderam. O inimigo, infelizmente, sempre estava ponendo obstáculo. Quando Victor chegou à igreja Menonita Salem, em Worcester, Ohio, começamos a ter conselheria. Com esta conselheria, Victor começou a cambiar seu coração, aceitou a Jesus, foi bautizado e me pide para que locasse com Glenda. Agora, Victor é um anciano da igreja Salem. Glenda é uma líder em la igreja. Eles estão aplicando o mensagem de Deus, de la Bíblia, e estão vivendo uma vida feliz juntos. La família Rodrigues aceitou las buenas nuevas e agora está aplicando las enseñanzas de Jesus em suas vidas. The Rodriguez family accepted the good news and now they are applying Jesus' teaching in their life. Another point of the scriptures. The thirsty, Geraldo, Esmirna, and children. Thirsty to serve the Lord in answer to God's calling. How they left everything behind to come and help the stranger, those that need clothing, the sick, and the ones seek refuge. Agora estamos hablando, hermanos, de minha família. Como nós deixamos todo no noroeste de Ohio para vir a esta área para trabalhar com o Ministério Braços Abertos, ajudando a los hermanos, dando a bem-vinda aqui em estas cidades. E agora estamos servindo a Deus para ajudar a todos os hispanos com suas necessidades espirituais e materiais. There is no way to count the blessings that God has given to us. I do not want to say what we're doing, but the miracles that he is doing through us. The ministry of Open Arms is well equipped with an excellent board that are doing a lot with less. As well, we recognize how Jesus helped in that way. I want to mention how the church, you, Ohio Conference, helped us through these past 15 years. I would like to say as well that my two older children graduate from Central Christian School. On the way that when we came in here, the community was helping us to make them study there. Now I have my youngest, Laura, that is a freshman there. Gabriela, my oldest, is finishing his master in business, and Paulo started medical school at Ohio University in Columbus campus. Gabriela, 2 years ago, married Ryan Bauman, and God gave us another son. We have felt the love of the church every time in our lives. Now we are trying to pass on the blessings that God is giving us. The blessings to be work full time at Open Arms Ministry, taking the ministry in the next level and be able to help and assist the less fortunate in many different ways. We did so different things at the ministry. We talk about the wedding of Victor. We had a marriage retreat here in our area 3-4 years ago, here in Holmes County. We had just this summer our children summer program at Orville Mennonite, where now we were located in Orville. We had a swimming pool day in so many different activities to help the less fortunate. We know that unhappily sometimes these kids, they don't have chance to go to camps that are expensive, but with our volunteers, we had something to offer to them. Mis hermanos, Diabla Hispana, estoy hablando ahora de nuestra familia. Estou falando como Deus nos ha ajudado aqui em El Área para trazer primeiro a palavra de Deus para aqueles que não a conheciam e para aqueles que o conheciam para falar de los milagros que Deus pode fazer em nossa vida. Hablei de minha família, hablei de minha hija maior que está graduando-se em seu masterado em administração e negócios. Também falei que há 2 anos ela se ha casado com Ryan Bauman e pudemos ter um filho mais em nossa família. Hablo de mi hijo del medio, Paulo, que se formou de la escola central e agora está em Columbus estudando para ser doutor, porque quer ajudar a comunidade hispana. Hablo de mi hija mais jovem, Laura, que é... está em el primeiro ano de secundária em La Central. E todo também que hemos visto los milagros de Deus em nossas vidas, hermanos. De estar trabalhando em esse ministério de braços abertos, podendo ajudar los hermanos, levando-los a citas de imigração, levando-los a los abogados, levando-los a diferentes lugares. Deus nos ha dado esta oportunidade de servi-lo em seu ministério. Estamos tentando fazer o melhor que podemos. Amar e servir. E servir porque Deus nos amou primeiro. Love and serve because He first loved us. Now, my third point of this sermon. It's talk about those in prison, prisoner of evil life. Gilberto, was a former prisoner of drugs and alcohol. Like many other men who have left their families in Latin America and have not found direction here in the United States. The scriptures teach us to remember those in prison and help the less fortunate. Between our Hispanic brothers and sisters, we have a great number of prisoners in different ways. Alcohol, drugs, women, bad habits, sin, pornography. Unhappily, Gilberto was one of those prisoners. The enemy had been lying to him. He lived a life based in material possessions, and his existence was a disaster. But someday, he came to us, and Jesus Christ changed his life. After 3 years, he accepted Jesus, got baptized, and his life changed. Like him, a lot of people are hearing God's word. They are having the opportunity to change their lives. We are welcome the stranger, loving and help them with their material and spiritual needs. We are trying to be obedient, following Jesus' teaching and doing something for the less of those brothers and sisters. I praise Millersburg for their Hispanic ministry here to open their doors like Salem Mennonite Church of Worcester did one day. And now the church there, it's 70% of Hispanics. We don't know what God has for this church, but we'll be working together to see the plans that he has. We still having a lot of Hispanic brothers and sisters in our area that is still living a life of lies. They never confessed their sins and did not accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They keep fooling themselves, think that maybe they can go to heaven. But the Bible says something differently. If you know somebody that needs help, please tell us. Open Arms in Salem of Worcester are welcome the Hispanics into our community in responding to their physical and spiritual needs. Mis hermanos, esse ponto número 3 de mi sermão habla daqueles que estão em prisão. Prisão del maligno, del mentiroso. E mi hermano Gilberto era uno deles. Era um prisioneiro de las drogas e del alcohol. Mas, quando ele vino a Cristo, quando ele confessa seus pecados, acepta Jesus em sua vida, se bautiza em nome de nosso Padre, del Hijo e del Espírito Santo, sua vida cambia. Agora, ele toca em serviços de adoração. Se é casado, tem sua família, hace parte de grupo de pessoas, de matrimônios que temos, que nos reunimos todos os meses, entre 8 a 10 parejas, para falar de Deus, falar de nossa vida e seguir adelante. Temos, todavia, muitas pessoas que estão com os olhos cerrados. Mas sabemos que podemos juntos levar a palavra de Deus e trazer a salvação para suas almas. O Ministério de Braços Abertos, a Igreja Salem em Worcester, estão dando a bem-vinda aos hispanos em nossa comunidade e respondendo suas necessidades físicas e espirituais. E, como dije antes, a Igreja de Millersburg também lo está haciendo. Para concluir este sermão no dia de hoje, to conclude this sermon today, what can you do? You can ask us. You are doing already. But keep praying and supporting us, because we cannot help the Hispanics without you. Hebrews 13:1-3 says, keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without know it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Apenas leí Hebreus 13, de 1 a 3, que habla que devemos amar unos a otros. Não devemos olvidarnos de ajudar a las personas extrañas, porque haciendo eso, nosotros estamos ayudando personas que quizás son ángeles que el Señor nos ha mandado. Devemos acordarnos daqueles que estão em prisão, como si ellos fueran nuestros prisioneros, e aqueles que são maltratados, como si nosotros estuviésemos sufriendo con ellos, hermanos. The challenge that I have for you today. Do you want to do what somebody did for your ancestors? Like I said, don't forget it. They came in here 50, 100, 200, 300 years ago, but the situation was the same. Are you here to love our Hispanic brothers and sisters? Help them. And the number two is, are you ready again to love our Hispanic brothers and sisters as Jesus loved us? Practicing hospitality to those as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Eu me desafio em dia de hoje. Se você não está aqui nos Estados Unidos, mas está em seu país, você quer ajudar a seus irmãos que sofrem allá também? E o número dois é: vocês querem amar a seus irmãos e irmãs como Jesus nos amou quando enviou seu Filho Jesus Cristo para morrer por nós e dar-nos a vida eterna, praticando a hospitalidade para aqueles que você não conhece, como servidores fieles de la graça de Deus em suas várias formas? Oremos. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you because you gave us another day, Lord, that you open our eyes and here we are in your house worshiping you. I want to praise for my brothers and sisters that are on the board suffering at this time. The ones that are in Latin America are suffering, Lord, of hunger, persecution. Help them, Lord. Show your face to them. Show that the future will be better than these situations. Help us here in the United States to welcome the stranger. Not see them as a harm for our society, but something that will bring us glory to you, Lord. Thanks for this church. Thanks for Open Arms, a Hispanic ministry. Thanks for Salem. Thanks for every church that are welcome the ones less fortunate. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to be here today. Be with us today and forever. Everything I pray and I ask, in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.